David?
Nora's voice came to him faintly, urgently, through the distant past and the forest and into the day. He rose up on his elbows and saw her standing on the far edge of the field of ripening strawberries, transfixed by something on the ground. He felt a rush of adrenaline and fear. Rattlesnakes liked sunny logs like the one by which she'd stopped. They laid their eggs in the fertile, rotting wood. He glanced at Paul, still sleeping quietly in the shade, and then he was up and running, thistles scratching his ankles and strawberries bursting softly beneath his feet, already reaching into the pocket of his jeans and closing his fist around the largest stone. When he got close enough to glimpse the dark line of the snake, he threw it as hard as he could. The dull stone arched slowly through the air, turning. It fell 6 inches short of the snake and burst open, its purple heart alive and glittering.
"What in the world are you doing?" Nora asked.
He'd reached her by then. Panting, he looked down. It was not a snake at all, but a dark stick resting against the dry skin of the log.
"I thought you called me," he said, confused.
"I did."
She pointed to a cluster of pale flowers just beyond the line of shade.
"Jack in the pulpits, like your mother used to have. David, you're scaring me."
"I thought it was a snake,"
he said, gesturing to the stick, shaking his head once more to try to clear away the past.
"A rattlesnake. I was dreaming, I guess. I thought you needed help."
She looked puzzled, and he shook his head to clear away the dream. He felt terribly foolish, suddenly. The stick was a stick, nothing more. The day seemed absurdly normal. Birds called out, and the leaves began to move again in the trees.
"Why were you dreaming of snakes?" she asked.
"I used to catch them," he said, "for money."
"For money?"
she repeated, puzzled.
"Money for what?"
The distance was back between them, a chasm of the past that he could not cross. Money for food and for those trips into town. She came from a different world. She would never understand this.
"They helped to pay my way through school, those snakes," he said.
She nodded and seemed about to ask more, but she did not.
"Let's go," she said, rubbing her shoulder. "Let's just get Paul and go home."
They walked back across the field and packed up their things. Nora carried Paul, he the picnic basket. As they walked, he remembered his father standing in the doctor's office, green bills falling like leaves on the countertop. With each one, David remembered the snakes, the whipping of their rattles and their mouths opening in a futile V, the coolness of their skin beneath his fingers, and their weight. Snake money. He was a boy, 8 or 9, and it was one thing he could do. That and protect June.
"Watch your sister,"
his mother would caution, looking up from the stove.
"Feed the chickens and clean the coop and weed the garden, and watch June."
David did, though not well. He kept June in sight, but did not stop her from digging in the dirt and rubbing it through her hair. He didn't comfort her when she tripped over a rock and fell down, scraping her elbow.